this evening on a high-priority mission that was now on hold. Kennedy passed along what little information she knew and ordered Rapp to grab the next Black Hawk to Jalalabad. Rapp didn't argue. He and four of his team members made the trip and were on the ground in Jalalabad before 9 in the morning. Hubbard met them with a 3-SUV convoy and a security detail, and they rolled to the house. Langley would want Rickman back, but Rapp got the strange feeling that, all things considered, they would prefer the black ops boss delivered in a body bag. If Rapp didn't find Rickman quickly, then complex, expensive operations would have to be unwound, or assets would start showing up in morgues. Rapp was considering how he would handle a possible order to eliminate Rickman when the towering Hubbard approached. Hubbard rubbed his bald head and asked, "How in the hell are we going to find him?"
"At this point, I'm not sure."
"So, where do you want to start?" Rapp focused on the man with the cratered face. An inside job was the obvious conclusion, but the bodyguards were all hardened Northern Alliance types. If one of them had turned, it was also possible that the Taliban, or whoever was responsible for this, had decided to kill the inside man as soon as they got what they wanted. He pointed at the man missing part of his face.
"I want to know everything there is to know about